Mila Kunis reveals shocking moment: a homeless woman in Los Angeles overdosed in front of her kids. By Warner Todd Houston on October 4, 2022. Actress Mila Kunis related the shocking story of the time a homeless woman overdosed right in front of Kunis' children on the streets of Los Angeles. Kunis revealed her tale on Sunday's podcast of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend and regaled the host on the time a few years ago when her family left their COVID isolation to get ice cream, Mediaite noted. LA's taken an interesting turn during COVID when it comes to mental health and people experiencing homelessness on the streets and whatnot, the Bad Moms actress told O'Brien. And so we were super isolated, and one point we're like, we gotta get the kids out of the house. Like, let's go get ice cream. Let's just go and get them ice cream, put on masks. We'll be safe. You know, this was when we all thought that COVID was still attacking us. Like it could just come out of nowhere. So we go to the ice cream shop, we go get ice cream. We sit down outside for like one of the first times. Okay. We take our masks off, we're like, wow, we're all eating our ice cream. My kids are 6 and 4 at the time, Kunis continued. This woman experiencing homelessness, who's clearly dealing with mental health issues, walks down a Ventura, sits down next to us and decides to have an overdose next to my children and my husband and our friends, Kunis, who is married to actor Ashton Kutcher, added. Kunis went on to say that the scary moment gave them an opportunity to discuss the effects of illegal drugs on people. Telling O'Brien, we ended up having to have a very logical conversation with them about what are drugs, what they do to you. She added that her husband then got too detailed on what drugs are and how they can hurt you. I was like, babe, they're 6 and 4. I'm not sure this is gonna work, the tactic, she said laughing. Still, the graphic discussion seemed to work because now her kids link illegal drugs to brain damage. Yes. But with also like, details of what the chemistry of the drug does to your brain. And my kids are 6 and 4. Anyways, if you talk to them now, they have that, they're like, no, it messes up your brain. And I don't want, Kunis concluded. Los Angeles has some of the worst homelessness in the country, and its homeless population continued growing during the pandemic, surging past 40,000 people on the streets. Spending on the problem has also veered wildly out of control. Early this year, it was reported that the city is spending $837,000 per homeless person, yet the problem is still growing. Meanwhile, crime is also surging in the City of Angels, with homicides, violent crimes, and gun violence are reportedly all on the rise in the Democrat-controlled city. Murders have risen by more than 35% in 2 years. And violent robberies are so bad that LA officials warned residents to stop wearing jewelry around the city. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.